Welcome back to Believe in UCLA. I'm your host, Travis Reed. And today, my boy TJ isn't on because he wasn't feeling good, but we have to keep this train rolling. So got to post this before the next game on Saturday. But just wanted to kind of get this in, you know, like we missed a couple games. So we'll be talking about the, you know, Maryland game. And then talking about, because we can, we'll talk about, obviously, we talked about Northridge, and then we'll talk about the Maryland game, the Oregon State game, and then Oregon. And today, UCLA just lost to Stanford at home. So they played Cal on Saturday. So, definitely will, like I said, go over these four games, actually, with the Stanford game being the, obviously, the most recent. UCLA struggling. But before we get into all that, I wanted to talk about Bet Online. You know, with the NFL playoffs around the corner, the NBA season full swing, Bet Online has you covered with all up to date odds, news, and scores, with additional odds, lines, trends, and info on both desktop and mobile. You can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today and get into action and see the updated odds. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV to receive 50% off of your next purchase. Welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. And so, like I said, back to UCLA. I don't know. I thought this team would win, in between 25 and 27 games, I thought. I didn't think they were – I knew they wasn't as good as last year's team because they just didn't have the talent. You can't lose, three or four drafted players, four guys in the NBA to the NBA. For the last couple of years, they've just lost players after player, from Johnny Juzang and Jules Bernard to Tiger, Jaime, all them, all the players they lost over the last couple of years. You can't keep losing and losing and losing, just replenishing that. It's really not possible. So that's why I think they're very, very young. They remind me, actually, of my sophomore year team. When my sophomore year team, it was Baron Davis, Earl Watson, both sophomores. Jerome Wiesio, Dan Gadzirik, myself, Jerron Rush, Matt Barnes, Ray Young, Rico Hines, Billy Knight, Ty Ramazar. We were loaded, but we were super young. We had all freshmen and sophomores playing meaningful minutes. We had a senior, Brandon Lloyd. He was the only senior on the team that year. And we also had Ryan Bailey. Shout out to Moose. Definitely a situation where I was like, man, this is, our team, that team had the most talent. That was the most talented team I've ever been on in my life. We had, five NBA guys. Matt was, like I said, came off the bench, and he played the most in the NBA, played like 17 years, got an NBA championship with, the Warriors and things like that. Matt, Earl, Dan, Jerome. Matt Earl, Dan Jerome, and Baron, they all went pro. Jerron had the talent to go pro. Myself and Billy Knight went overseas. Thought we could have went pro, both of us. So, like I said, that was a super talented team. This team isn't that team. This team is not that team. This team is very, very young and a breadth of talent. They don't have a go-to guy. As Coach Cronin said himself, they don't have a go-to guy. And it's super hard for them to score. it is really hard for them to score. They can't score, you know, they can't score more than 60 points against any good team. I mean, their high this year is 78, you know, and that just goes to show you that they can't really score. I mean, they've been in the 60s pretty much every game except for like 2-3 games. And, you know, against Maryland, who was a good team, it wasn't any different. Obviously, it was the game in Atlanta against Maryland. And, you know, like I said, they played hard. They played good. They played well. They just can't score. That's the problem. They just can't score. That game, Mack, you know, Sebastian Mack had, you know, 17 points. He had the best game. He was the only guy in double, or no, him and David Andrews, the only two guys in double figures. Now, Mack played 40 minutes, essentially 39 minutes and like 28 seconds, you know. And then Andrews played 37 minutes and had 11 points. So it was, you know, they both combined. It was nine. They were 9 for 29 from the field. And that's your backcourt. You know, Stefanovic played 35 minutes and had 1 point. You know, Boyle played 20 minutes, had 8 points, you know, fouled out. 8 points, 4 rebounds, five fouls. So he had more rebounds than fouls. And then Murray had 3 points. I just think that, like I said, they just don't have enough scoring from their – they don't have enough scoring from their wings, and they don't get enough scoring from their bigs. They just can't score. Boa, you know, he's a great player, NBA player. He's super athletic, super just twitchy. Reminds me of a young DeAndre Jordan. A DeAndre Jordan that, you know, with the Clippers when he was bouncing and dunking everything and blocking all the shots, that's what Boa is. But Boa needs to work on his inside moves. I think that is very robotic-y. It is not smooth. It's not really smooth. His game is not smooth. But, like, they can't shoot. You know, they don't shoot well from the three. You know, again, in this game, it was 1 for 14 from the three. You know, the Andrews was, you know, was one of your best shooters, 0 for 5. You know, and McClendon is your other best shooter. He was 0 for 3 from the field. So, like I said, they just can't score enough points. They just really can't. Like, they play great defense, and they're very scrappy, but they just can't score, period. So, if they play any team that can score any points and lie and play decent defense, they will most likely lose. Now, UCLA, all the games they need to, what they need to do is muck up games and keep it in the 50s, 50s, 60s. That's the only way that they can win, is keep the game low scoring. Now, like I said, they haven't got blown out by any of the teams, you know, but they just can't win. Because the problem is they just can't score. They can't score enough. They cannot score enough. And I saw that from, you know, in the beginning. They just can't score enough because they don't have a go-to guy. Like I said, they don't have a go-to guy. They don't have a guy that can get them a bucket. Last year, that was Jaime. The year before, it was, you know, Tiger, Jules Bernard, you know, and the other shooter that went pro that year. So, Jamie, you know, yeah, like I said, you know, Jamie, was it Jamie? Anyway, they had guys who could score, you know, and like I said, this, you know, they just can't score. They had Jules Bernard, you know, who could score. In the year before, obviously, when it went to the Final Four, you know, they had guys who can finish games, you know. They're missing the transfer of Kentucky. I always blank with his name for some reason. Anyway, you know, they just don't have enough scoring. They really don't. They really need some scoring. Because the outside guys are not hitting, and Boa's not. It's crowded in the paint anyway, but he can't score enough for them to win. Great player, just Boa's not a great scorer. Like I said, UCLA played hard. You know, they gave up, you know, one basically to, you know, for Maryland, one person beat them. Maryland scored 69 points total. And Jameer Young had 37 points. You know, 6'1 guard, averaging about 20 a game. He had 37 points and 8 rebounds and, you know, 3 assists, but he's 13 for 19 from the field. Why is it everybody just gets the career high in field goal percentage against UCLA? I don't know why. Anyway, two guys essentially beat him, two, because they didn't have anybody else in double figures. Young had 37 and Scott had 17, and they scored. That was 54 points. They only scored 69 as a team. So two players essentially beat UCLA. Two players had 54 for them, and then UCLA as a team had 60. You're not going to beat anybody shooting 31% from the two and 7% from the three. Like I said, they cannot score. They are struggling, you know. They play hard. I love the way they play, but they are struggling offensively. You know, offensively, they struggle big time, big time. And, you know, after that was Maryland was the last game of the preseason, if you per se, last game before the Pac-12 started, the last year of the Pac-12. So, and UCLA started out with Oregon going, it was at Oregon State and Oregon. They went into Oregon State and won, like I said, sloppy game, 69-62. I thought that a couple players played good. You know, I thought that, you know, Boa played better, 13 points, 8 rebounds. Williams, guard, you know, he came in with 11 crucial points, 5 or 6 from the field. Andrews, Mac had a terrible game, shooting 2 for 9, had 7 points. Andrews had not a good game efficiently. He had 13 points, but it was off 14 shots. Wasn't efficient at all. But this game they shot 47% from the three, which is good. You know, with 5 guys in double figures, and you know, they shot 9 for 19 from the three. Still only shot 41% from the field, but 47% from the three is really good. And held the team to 62 points. So Oregon to 60, you know, Oregon 62 points. So UCLA, it's been a, you know, like I said, if they can muck up the game, they can keep it like that. I think that's, you know, the only way they can win games is keep the games at it in between 65 or 68 and below. If anybody can score, they will not win. But they can't even get out of the 60s. Like, the problem is teams are beating them 60, you know, because they played so good defense, 69 to 60, you know, like I said. So they won first game in the Pac-12. 69-62 at Oregon State, which is a tough place to play because it's just so – it's like, when I played, it was a small gym, wasn't a lot of people there. But it was just, you know, one of those gyms that you just – oh, gosh, you just didn't like it. So, anyway, you know, they go to Oregon on TV, on Phil Knight, you know, Saturday game on CBS. And play, play Oregon, like I said, who's missing the two big men. They're missing their two starting big men. And, yeah. And UCLA, it was a close game, but UCLA came up short. 59-64. I think that, you know, the guards, like I said, Andrews and Mac are just struggling shooting the ball. And Andrew shoots a lot of shots. You know, this game he was 2 for 12, 1 for 7 from the three, but they struggle to score. Like, and they shoot all the shots. You know, when your best two players are not efficient at all, it's hard for you to score. Like, you know, every game it's a struggle. Like I said, when what happened this game, they scored 59 points. You know, didn't score a lot, you know, in this game either. Now, they had three guys in double figures. Like I said, Boa had a good game, best game of the season, well, one of the best games of the season for him. Played 36 minutes, 15 points, 11 rebounds. I can't even see, you know, what the, you know, Burke, you know, the European guy, I don't want to butcher his name. He ended up with 12 and 20 minutes. And Stefanovic had 10. But he was 4 for 14. He had 14 shots to get 10 points. So, like I said, I just think that, like, the problem with UCLA,
is that they just can't score. They can't score. They don't have no ability to get points in Cronin's system. And, you know, that's the problem. You know, they have no points to get in Cronin's system. They can't score, you know. Oregon was athletic. You said they tried to press them a little bit. Oregon was hitting shots. Oregon wanted to get up and down. They held Oregon. And like I said, I thought you said they mucked up the game. But it was a situation where, you know, Oregon had made enough, just enough buckets to win the game, I thought. You know, first half, you know, it was really tight, but Oregon was winning. Second half, they ended up finishing the game off. I think, you know, Oregon shot about, they shot 40% from the 3, 10 for 25. UCLA had an abysmal 3 for 19 and only 42% from the field, 24 for 56. You know, like they can't, like I said, man, they cannot score. They have the hardest shots because everything is like jumpers. They jumpers, 15 feet, three pointers. Nobody can get to the basket and get a layup. So teams are figuring out Mac now. So Mac is calmed down. Same with Andrews. Andrews used to be that spark off the bench last year coming to get points. But now he is realizing that being a starter is harder because it's a situation where he can't, it's hard for him to score. It's hard for them to score. You know, they shoot a lot of jumpers. Like I said, nobody gets to the basket. They don't get no easy baskets. It's always hard. They walk the ball up the court. And yeah, like I said, Coach Cronin has kind of slowed this team down to a crawl because they can't score. And the problem is you'll never beat anybody scoring 59 points and 53 points. And, you know, like you need to be able to put the ball in the baskets at a different time. And I just wish that they can, you know, they need a score. They need a wing score bad, super bad. They need a post score, a wing and post score. Right now, he's just, whoo. It's like watching paint dry when they when they play because they are so terrible getting points. You know, like it's really hard for them to get points. And, you know, like this season has just been a disappointment so far because they can't score enough. They can't score enough points. Period. Can't score enough points. And, you know, like when teams can get to a certain point percentage, they can't win, you know. You know, just talking about tonight, you know, UCLA loses at home to Stanford. You know, like I said, Stanford has a better record, but Stanford, you know. And, you know, it's just a crazy situation, man. I'm just like, wow. You know, that's just, it's just crazy. Like I said, they scored 53 points. They scored 53 points. Stanford had one person in double figures and they beat them by 6. UCLA had 3 guys in double figures. You know, but once again, what happened? You know, 3-point shooting. They're 3 for 13. You know, like, I don't know if they should be even shooting threes, but the problem is they have to shoot at least some to keep a team honest. But, like, they just got to hit. You got to hit some shots. Somebody got to give me something. You know, Boyle gave me another 12 points, 9 rebounds in 35 minutes. So he did okay. Burry Kingle, I don't want to say it, but I'm butchering his name. So he had 13. You know, Mac had 14, but he shot 13 shots to get it. Andrews had another awful game, 2 for 13. And Stefanovic, you know, like you're not getting anything from your wings. You're getting a lot of shots from your guards, but you're not getting a lot of points from your guards. You're getting shots. You're getting, like I said, one, look at the shots between the Andrews and Magnum. They were 7 for 26 as a group, as a tandem. 7 for 26. You know, so like you can't beat teams. You can't beat teams shooting 30%, 32%. Wow. Shot 19 for 58, 32% from the field. And that includes two. So, yeah, I just think that, like, you know, like I've never seen this where a team shoots 30% from the three and 36% from the two, and still win the game. Oh wow, yeah, because UCLA shot 32% from the field and 23% from the three, and there's the game. Like I said, you know, Cronin is going to have to switch somebody in the lineup. You're going to have to try one of these freshmen that he got in because this lineup ain't working. They cannot score enough. They cannot score enough. I repeat that. They can't score. Every game is 50, you know, 52, 54, 50, you know, 61, 62. They can't score if they don't have, a score. Like, that goes to show you, like, how good Jaime Hawk is and Tiger and all them were last year. Last year, they were winning all these games. Last year, they went into Maryland and smashed them by 30 in Maryland. And they come and lose to Maryland, and really, by double digits, it really wasn't even that close. It shouldn't have been 9 points, you know? So what I think is what they should do is, like I said, maybe change somebody in that starting lineup, put one of them freshmen in, maybe give you a different kind of energy, to be honest. Because, like, with this energy, you're not going to win. And you might as well try something if you're not going to win. You know, so they play Cal on Saturday at home. And then they go to Utah. They go to Utah and play, you know. And then they're at Utah, then they play at home against Washington. So they don't get no easier this year, you know. They're going to have to figure this out. I mean, I think that, like I said, they're going to play hard. They're going to play together, but they have to figure this out. This is a tough watch team, tough to watch because they can't score. They need to figure out how to get some easy buckets, some back doors, some lobs, some things like that. Just whatever they got to do. They can't, like, you can't just get Bo a ball in the post and say, okay, go post. Like, that's not his game. He needs to be a pick and roller, a finisher, a runner to the basket. You know, rebounder, that kind of stuff. So, yeah. I think that it's a situation where, you know, they're 6-8. So the season, they still have a lot of games left in the Pac-12. So the season is nowhere far from over. But they got to start picking it up. You go 6-9, 6-10, then you're behind the eight ball. You know, you're behind the eight ball. And you need to, like I said, pick it up. You know what I'm saying? So. Pick that up. We need to pick it up, Bruins. You know, get this stench of losing out of our system. But let's, you know, hit some shots and get some extra shots up this week, you know, and let's get going. All right. Want to say thank y'all for listening. You know, thank y'all for listening. And if you like content like this, you can follow me at Travis W. Reed on Instagram and Travis W. Reed on Facebook. I post all my social media stuff on both those sites. Link will be in the description if you want to follow my YouTube channel, Travis Reed and Athlete's Journey. Like I said, link will be in the description. And thank y'all for coming out. Peace. With the NFL playoffs right around the corner, NBA season in full swing, BetOnline has you covered with all the up-to-date second odds, news, and scores. Head there today. Get into action and see what all the updated odds. Remember, use the promo code BLEAV, that's BELIEVE, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. Okay.